boxing. I couldn't do it.
Paul Rowley joins me. A bit of a different game today, Paul. A tough game. Were you expecting that from Hull FC? I mean, they've improved last couple of weeks and they were sort of well organised and tough in defence, but you found a way around them, but you made every weather of it.
Yeah, we got there, didn't we? And we showed that in this year that we've got a bit of a winning habit. So in a way to, you know, to get through tight games, which is a really good asset. And so Hull, I think the last four games in particular, they've shown real strong signs of a resurgence, and they've lost the games narrowly. And that's probably the difference between the two sides, that they have lost them games narrowly, albeit getting the one against Leeds that we're used to winning, and they're not quite there yet. But there were a lot of, I want to pay credit to Hull, I thought there were a lot of strong positive signs for them, some of the youngsters in particular. But again, whilst not polished, we got through a tight encounter, so I think the result and the 2 points was really critical for us. That, you know, again, I've pointed out a few times, I think the next six games, inclusive of the one today, so five left, to get some points from that's really important, that we, because it'll keep us in the top six and seven. I think the bottom five then will break away and start being cast adrift, so we want to be in that top six or seven.
You had your two strike centres missing today as well, Tim Lafayette and Lenny McDonald. We know Tim's out for a while, isn't it? What's the script with Nenny? Has he picked up an injury as well?
Yeah, soft tissue, both of them. Nenny's quad, Tim's hamstring, so they're never quick. Nenny will be sooner than Tim, hopefully not too long on that one, but so I'm not quite sure when. But yeah, to win without them two, obviously huge contributors to everything good that we do, was another reason to be positive, because, you know, the big players aren't they for us, and so yeah, we certainly missed them.
The versatility of your squad though shines through again. Callum Watkins moves in at centre and plays really well. Got to mention Logan Lewis again. I thought,
yes,
since he's come in, he's really impressed me, because he's no nonsense. He just does his job, doesn't he? And again today, great tackling and some great runs.
Yeah, I mean, we put Callum down as centre, but he played back row, so we just. You get more games and minutes with the head injury rule if you put him in as a centre, so we've listed him as a centre, but just playing about there and probably keep them guessing a little bit, so just in case if you watch it again, he's in second row. But yeah, Logan is been great, hasn't he? He's a bit kamikaze in what he does. He's loving it. I think you can see that, you know, about how he goes about his business. He's playing every game like it's his last, and he's certainly enjoying the acknowledgement from the supporters and the love that he's getting. So he's fitted in really well.
He just said to me on the way out, it's 3 from 3 now. He thinks he's going to retire because he's done enough now. He's going to retire on a winning run. Was there any stage in that game today where you thought he was going to get away from you? Because Hull came back. I mean, I know when Briscoe was off, you did the damage, you scored a couple of tries, but they seemed to come back into it off the back of mistakes.
Yeah, I thought they were always capable of getting the win. To be honest, I never felt comfortable. I don't think we played well enough to ever feel comfortable. We weren't dominant enough. We worked extremely hard, but probably more individually than collectively. And when you work hard individually, it never quite works here. So we've got to find a way around that. But I thought the penalty against us when we pulled the guy into touch was they scored off the back of that. I thought that were a big moment. However, like I said before, I thought Hull were great, and if they'd have won the game, then I wouldn't have had no gripes with it as well. We'd have got what we deserved, but we didn't. And Ben Reynolds missing that goal kick, well, he kicked 99 out of 100 of them, so tough for him personally, but obviously good for us. A bit of lady luck there, and maybe it's about time we got some luck, so we'll take it.
Catalans away on Saturday. That's another tough game to go to. You must fancy your chances of going winning there. They've been a bit up and down this season, and they're a side that's in and around you in near that sort of playoff section, aren't they?
Well, joint second, aren't they? With a few of us. So Catalan, or have we? Oh, they'd be up below us. I'm not
they're
sure.
Below us now. We've just gone back above them yet.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a 4-pointer, isn't it, for them in particular? But yeah, it's going to be really tough. They were good last night. You don't go to OKR and win without being tough, and I thought they was good. And so yeah, we're going to have to be better than we was today, that's for sure. But yeah, it'd be a challenge. Certainly we're expecting some pretty good heat, and we'll have to be ready for that one.
Have a safe trip, Paul. Thanks for speaking to us. Cheers, to see you soon, mate.
Thank you.